I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1459. Let me get back with you on that. Oh, we can be very creative in putting people off in ways that actually sound legit at the time. It's been said one of the greatest labor-saving inventions of today is tomorrow. Or as one person quipped, "My mother always told me I wouldn't amount to anything because I procrastinate. I said, just you wait." But there are matters of great importance that can't be just put off. This podcast is called The Two Greatest because Jesus said, we can't put off loving God. We can't put off loving God with all we have. And we can't put off showing that we love God by loving others. We really want Jesus to live his life of love through us. Not some days or not someday, but every day. In Matthew chapter 8, Jesus gives us this line that shows the importance of understanding the cultural context, or we might misunderstand what the Bible's saying. Here's what the text says. Another of the disciples said to him, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." And Jesus said to him, "Follow me and leave the dead to bury their own dead." How do you read that? Well, this is not Jesus being insensitive, being a jerk, and not letting a poor guy go home and bury his dad who just died. That's not it. Instead, it's a cultural way for them to say, "Let me get back with you on that. After my parents are dead and I have the inheritance and I'm comfortable, I have more time to think about this following Jesus thing. Just give me your contact information and I'll get back with you on that." Oh, baby, nothing's changed, has it? If people aren't outright mocking Jesus or rejecting Jesus, they're saying something like this. Jesus, good idea. I believe in all, but I'm super busy right now with my life. I mean, I got sports and work and family and school and, man, I'm just busy, busy, busy all the time. But I promise, when life slows down, when I reach that sweet spot, I do really want to follow you. I'm serious. Just you wait and see. Of course, all of that is B-O-L-O-G-N-A. It's like saying to a so-called friend, "Hey, let's do lunch sometime," knowing that you have no thoughtful intention of actually following through with that. Or saying to a salesperson, "Wow, great product. Love it. Can't buy it today, though. I fill in the blank. I don't have the money right now. I have to talk to my wife or husband. I need to be somewhere. Give me your number and I'll get back with you on that one." That's a lie. And you know it, and the salesperson knows it too. The truth is, there's no greater priority than loving the Lord your God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and loving others as God has loved us. Here's the great question. Are there any excuses that you're giving Jesus to stall loving the Jesus way? Let's pray. Father, we confess that sometimes we procrastinate in showing love, embracing the path you put before us. Forgive us for the times, God, when we miss opportunities to love others because we just don't want to do it right now. Lord, give us wisdom to recognize the moments that can make a difference and help us overcome the tendency to delay acts of kindness or compassion. Strengthen our resolve to follow you, Jesus, not just when it's convenient, not just some days, but every day, not just sometime, but all the time, even when challenges are there. God, take away our hesitation or our fear that may keep us from embracing the opportunities you put before us. Open our eyes to see needs, people all around us, and give us grace to respond with love, compassion, and selflessness. May our actions reflect your love and bring glory to your name. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1460. In the meantime, here's a few more procrastination zingers. Never put off until tomorrow what you can do the day after tomorrow. Tomorrow is the busiest day of the week. Procrastination is like a credit card. It's a lot of fun until you get the bill. Today, the Holy Spirit will invite you to walk in the kingdom with Him, being the hands and feet of Jesus to those you meet. When you know that you know that you know what yours to do from the Lord, please don't say, let me get back with you on that.